Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV
Obsessed. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me amor. We're here, HGTV Obsessed.
Yeah, it makes me feel better. Okay. So we're so excited to have Dan Levy and Natasha Leggero on. They are hilarious.
So House Hunters, comedians on couches, unfiltered on Discovery Plus, has amazing guests like Seth Rogen, Ali Wong, John Mulaney, whole list of people. And really, they are all saying what we've been thinking about House Hunters this whole time. So
I mean, I feel like we're not afraid to say it in the comfort of our own home.
Right.
This is a
now we
TV show.
Someone is voicing. It's a voice for America.
And guys, I know for me, this is a very long name. House Hunters, comedians on couches, unfiltered. But just think of this. It's House Hunters. And it's just comedians sitting on couches talking smack about what they really think. I mean, when I was pregnant, I feel like we watched those House Hunters shows and then just kind of critiqued everything and everyone.
House Hunters International, I think, was very funny, too.
Oh, yeah. We did House Hunters International.
We were big on that one. Yeah.
There were some weird stories on that one. People travel like across the country to be with someone they haven't even like met in person.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. Would you do that for me?
I was just thinking, and no.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
Because the beauty of you is in person.
You know, I'm going to just take that as a compliment, but really, I'm not buying it.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to write that one down. Remember that forever.
Oh, no, I love you.
No, it's okay. Anyway, so.
I feel like also this show is perfect for this time that everyone's experiencing. It was so lighthearted when I was watching it.
Yeah.
I was A, cracking up, and B, I don't know. I don't know if I've been the only one. Like, I feel like I don't have that many friends during this pandemic. Like, it was so sad. I went to go get my nails done. And the only person I could think of to call was my mom. And she's like, I'm busy. I got to go. And I was like, I have no one else to go get their nails done with me. And I was like, oh, my God.
You know, all you had to do was ask.
I didn't even think about asking you.
I would have been there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But now you know.
You know, we actually got our nails done together when I was pregnant to try to induce labor because the baby would not come out. So apparently when you like massage the feet.
I can't get my feet massaged.
No, he was like,
I was kicking the lady in the face. It was bad.
He got one pedicure one time and he let them paint his toenails. And I look over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
They put the gloss stuff on the.
I think we have a new Mike and Kat, me pretending to be you.
At the pedicure shop?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The pedicure shop. What the hell is a pedicure shop? Anyways, you know who they should have on the show?
Us.
Snoop Dogg. That would be
him
hilarious.
And Martha Stewart, just like as. Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
You're welcome, Dan. You're welcome, Natasha.
Are we producers?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Get me a job.
All right, so without. Is it without any further ado or without further ado? But without let's roll the clip.
Sorry. Without any ado.
No ado here.
Drum roll.
You know Michael's a drummer, so you could actually do a beat on the desk. Not with your mouth.
I like that better.
Okay.
Anyways, let's get into the podcast. Here we go.
Dan and Natasha, welcome to HGTV Obsessed. We are huge fans. I'm a really bigger fan, I think.
I'm a pretty big fan. So
I think you guys are so funny. Your camaraderie and how you bounce off. It's so good.
Well, one of the great things about the comedy world is that we've all known each other forever. And we're all kind of part of this group of people who see each other week quickly. And, you know, we're always, well, in the before times, we were always going up at the clubs and, you know, so I think Dan might've given me my first job in Hollywood. This might be like 22 years ago.
Yeah, we've known each other for a very long time.
That's funny.
Remember I was like doing a quick change in the subway?
Yeah, the good old days.
What did you do for that?
They did a bunch of stuff. They were doing stand-up shows at the Improv, and they started just doing like basically a lot of like sketches, and we would do a lot of like hidden camera stuff, and that's what it was. I forget what the bit was, but involved Natasha and she had to do a quick change, so I'm not sure what it was.
It was maybe 25 years ago.
Yes, it was a very, very long time ago, but it was still easier than trying to figure out how Zoom audio works.
Dan and I, you know, we've been friends since, and we'd always go see each other. You know, we'd see each other at the clubs, and then we started sending each other Zillow listings and, you know, just kind of always comparing and making fun. And then Dan decided to make it a show at Largo one night, me, him, and John Mulaney, and people really loved it, and it kind of morphed into this show.
Wow. So for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, in your own words, what is House Hunters, Comedians on Couches, Unfiltered?
It's about the title. It's all about the title. It's, as we've said before, it takes longer to say the show's title than it is to produce an episode.
House Hunters, wait, there's more.
It's a big plus.
Every season, we're going to add another two words. That's going to be the plan.
Well, the unfiltered. Well, so first of all, it starts, you know, House Hunters, Comedians on Couches. You know, Dan and I asked our friends to help us do this. It was like right in the middle of the pandemic. So we all kind of did it from home with this amazing new technology. But, you know, we got everyone we asked. We made this like list, and like everyone we asked did it. You know, we had Ali Wong, Chelsea Peretti, Seth Rogen, you know, Margaret Cho, John Mulaney. John's done probably more episodes than anyone because he was in the first season too. So yeah, it was just such a fun way to connect with our friends. And we were all kind of doing this kind of behavior anyway, yelling at the TV. We're all kind of going crazy right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, basically the show is just us watching House Hunters with our comedian friends, making fun of it as it goes. And as Natasha said, I mean, that's all the show is. And it's truly the best job ever.
There are 600,000 episodes of House Hunters. Wow. There might be 600,000 seasons.
Yeah, we've come to terms that we're going to be doing this TV show for the next 60 years. And we're fine with that because it's pretty fun. But yeah, what Natasha said, what's really cool is technology is they basically like have like a similar to what we're doing now, but there was essentially like a Zoom, you know, digital TV studio. So Natasha and I are there, you know, we pull in a guest and then we're able to all watch House Hunters together in real time. And we just watch it and just make fun of it. And then, you know, everyone loves something that doesn't take a lot of time. You know, people love not working too hard. So it's the kind of thing where you could just watch the show and then be like, all right, later. And then that's it. And then next person comes on.
So like, obviously, you know, you guys, like you mentioned, working with Ali Wong, John Mulaney, Seth Rogen, you know, you guys are obviously a household name in comedy as well.
Obviously. What was it like?
Obviously. I mean, tell us more like what it was like working with those guys on the show.
Everyone loves House Hunters. So to be able to sit in your couch and just make fun of House Hunters with people you like and your friends, it's kind of, why not? Probably the most surprising thing to me was what a gigantic fan Seth Rogen was. We invited all of our comedy friends who love sort of HGTV and the house hunting world. You know, that's how we said, oh, this person would be great for it. But we had no idea how into it Seth was. He was all about it.
Why do you think people love House Hunters so much? What is it about it? Like every show has that special thing. What is it about House Hunters?
House Hunters is so unique because it's not just about the houses themselves are fun to make fun of. Like, you know, we're kind of over making fun of pop culture. Now it's like, oh, making fun of like these inanimate objects is like choices that, or, you know, at least it's the choices that people made. But then it has this, House Hunters has this other layer of like, sometimes you know from the very beginning, like who's going to be in charge and who's the dynamics between the couples are like, you know, so fun to watch.
Yes. It's like a soap opera, but I really think what's so fun about House Hunters is that people love their own opinions, you know? Right. And when you're watching that show, your opinion matters so much to you as you scream into the TV. So you have you're so invested in this because these people are making the biggest purchase of their life. And if they don't do what you want them to do watching it, all hell breaks loose. And I feel like that's everyone's experience, no matter who you are. You know, that's how you feel watching the show. We're like, how did you go with house number three? Are you insane?
Well, because buying a house is one of the biggest decisions of your life, you know? So it, we get to witness the dynamics between a couple making this decision and then all the aesthetic stuff on top of that. So I just feel like, you know, it's just so fun.
And then you realize when you're watching the show, you're sort of like, wait a minute, these people shouldn't buy a house. They need to break up.
Do you feel like the stereotype of like the whole, like when they show what the people do is true? Like the whole, like, you know, this guy catches butterflies for a living and she paints pictures of, you know, whatever, you know, like the whole, like, how are they buying a $3 million house?
Yeah, when they first introduce them, you're like, this isn't a real job. This guy can't be a professional roller skater. But then when you meet the guy, you're like, oh, no, he is. That's 100% his job.
Out of all the ones you've seen so far. For filming,
by the way, let me just say, your dynamic is she's in charge. I can already tell.
Listen, I'm all right
with
that.
Right when you said that, I was like,
trust
man,
me.
That's
trust
probably me.
I know when to shut up. I mean, it.
I don't care if the house has nothing you want. You are going to acquiesce and let her make the decision. It's obvious.
We are getting a house with a podcast studio. We don't have a podcast. We're going to have one. Okay, whatever.
I'm so sorry. Is that what it's like being married to me?
Usually the woman in charge. Don't worry. That's a good thing, Kat.
You guys, we were dating for 3 months and I just didn't act bossy for 3 months. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was game time. I'm like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do A, B, C, D. But I think it helped because he didn't have a job. He was living with his mom.
And figured
he
it out.
Had a lot of like debt. No car. I mean, I was your savior.
Oh, you were?
I was. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
And how long has it been now?
It'll be 2 years in March. We've been married. Yeah.
Wow. So the accidental pregnancy kind of acted as a catalyst to him getting his shit together.
Oh my gosh. Listen,
that was what he needed.
It was the weirdest thing in the world where she got pregnant and then the next day, it just like clicked in my brain. I don't know what it was. I went back to like an old company I was working for and, you know, got my job back immediately. It was a switch. It was the weirdest. I can't even explain it, you know?
Wow. This feels like a sitcom that Natasha and I would be involved in somehow.
Hey, can you guys play us? That would be really funny. Actually, that might be good.
I like
it's actually a really good story. I mean,
it's a great story. And now you have this whole thing. Look at this. You guys have a whole TikTok brand thing going on, podcasts.
Same. I mean, it's so crazy.
It really worked out.
Yeah, it really did.
I also feel like your show is perfect for what we're going through right now with COVID and the whole year. It's just such a nice, I don't know, when I was watching it, I was just.
It's the breath of fresh air.
I was just watching it. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was laughing, enjoying myself, playing with the baby. It was just a nice. Something nice to watch on the television.
That's what a lot of people have. Like everyone who like texted or like, you know, tweeted about the show, everyone's like, thank you so much. I need to stop crying and start laughing. And I was like, okay. I mean, I'll take it.
Definitely the most positive comments I've ever gotten about a show. Like usually, you know, people start trolling you and say this sucks. Like, I don't think I've gotten one this suck, but it seems to be people are liking it.
Yeah, it's just funny because, you know, in so many times in like over, you know, both of our careers, you work on something that just you have to spend so much time on or like, you know, it fully just like kills you or it just takes a long time to get it going. And then you do it, you put it out there and then you have people like trolling you or it doesn't work out, whatever. Yeah. And then this is the show that we just sit on our couch and laugh and it got picked up for a second season.
People can relate with it. You know what I mean? It's so real.
We've also all gotten used to the format. So it's like, you know, we're on Zoom and we can just kind of watch things now. And, you know, we're getting better at it. And it honestly still kind of feels like you're connecting. So
that's what I was going to say. I felt like I was your friend. Right. And I felt like you guys had these jokes and I was like chiming in like on my own. I'm like, oh, we're all so close. It's crazy.
But that's how it feels. It's so organic. I guess that's what's so fun about this thing in particular is it's so organic. It's like me and Natasha already do this. Then we did it on stage. Now we're doing it on HGTV. Now we're doing it with our friends. And now people just like are fully just loving it because I feel like it's one of these things it's truly like the most relatable thing I've ever done. You know, where it's like you're watching just a couple try to buy a house and they're just completely ridiculous people. That makes up, that's why it's so funny. But I just think the concept of buying a home, like everyone can relate to like looking at a house and like not liking that kitchen or not understanding why someone wants to, you know, keep carpet or whatever they're doing in these ridiculous shows. You know, on Discovery Plus, it's fun because it's like each episode's like around 24 minutes and on HGTV, it had to be 21 minutes. But what's really fun is when the show goes kind of off the rails and like Chelsea will just like start making fun of the time that I crashed her car, you know, 5 years ago. And that takes up like 40 minutes, or Whitney just is screaming about nothing for like an hour, or JB Smoove just talks straight about something that's not related to House Hunters or us or him for about 3 hours.
Hearts, I think they're just the funniest ones off script. I loved those.
Well, because we haven't seen each other in a while. So we're also, you know, half catching up a little bit.
If you guys could watch House Hunters with anyone, if you pick anyone, who would you guys want to do it with?
Oprah.
Oh,
yes. I would love to do it with Oprah or Ellen and do it with the homes that they flipped.
Or just like people who have like, they're used to such high standards. Ellen would be perfect because she flips homes and she probably has such exquisite taste that like if she really ripped on these people's it would just be so great to see her trying to not be a complete snob.
Her closet is nicer than our house.
Her closet's got a botanical garden behind it.
Oh my God, it's insane. Yeah, she famously was like flipping homes like nonstop. She flipped like so many homes in Ojai. Then she made it into Montecito. And she's just done these amazing renovations. She just bought Dennis Miller's house. And I think she's probably going to renovate that. So
being on Discovery Plus, which is why we really wanted to be on the new streaming platform, is because we can be a little more, how can you say, like more like a comedy club, you know, like exactly. It actually is unfiltered. Like they're not, we don't have to go through as many censors and standards and practices. Right. So it's a little more fun for us, you know, to just say whatever the f*** we want. So
yeah, exactly. There you go.
What would you guys consider some of your most memorable moments from you watching House Hunters?
There was one where this poor couple, they bought a place in Joshua Tree that was like such a massive project. It didn't even have like walls and it was just like a, you know, just crazy. And then the House Hunters episode was old and me and Dan were just like, they are never gonna, you know, restore this. And then 5 years later, cut to now, I'm driving in Joshua Tree and I see it's still under construction. I passed it and I'm like, oh my God, that episode is from 5 years ago and they're still like trying to work on it was like kind of a castle. I mean, it was hilarious. And then I think we found it on Airbnb. They were trying to Airbnb a part of it.
Like the moat, like here, $500 to swim in the moat.
The treehouse in the backyard.
And that was the professional roller skater. That was the guy. And I think my favorite moment of making the show was when we were about to film and JB forgot to charge his computer. So we had to like shut down for like an hour while he charged his computer. That's the hardest thing about the show. Honestly, the only issue is that you have a bunch of comedians who have to run the tech side of it. And as you guys saw earlier today, it's not super easy. So many times it's like, wait, like, you're not wearing AirPods now, or wait a minute, nothing's plugged in, or you're back, your computer's fully dead. But I really like the couple in Austin who are looking for that mid-century home, and the guy had the crazy facial hair. And I remember the producer, Brian Lando, like kept going in her ear being like, okay, guys, stop being mean to the mustache man. Stop being mean to the mustache man.
It's like, it's not my fault. He has that mustache.
It was like comedian bait. It just like, hearing on the screen and we were like, we can't not talk about this.
He's foaming at the mouth. Like,
I mean, he looks like a circus act. We can't stop talking about him.
What would you look for in a house if you were on the show?
I always look for like acreage, like whatever has the largest amount of land to me, or, you know, I mean, within reason, but if I just feel like that affords you so much and there's so much, you know, just the feeling of space and oasis in your home. Mm-hmm. And also I really like, you know, historic things. So if like there's windows that haven't been switched out for like, you know, when someone just renovates in the 90s and then just tries to sell that as everything upgraded, I would feel so bad tearing out things that have just been restored, you know, just been renovated.
Yeah. Same with me. I would just look for like good bones, like lots of square feet.
I hate that term. So that's what I was trying to describe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because they say that. So I hate to be the person who's like, I'm looking for good bones. But I do think my biggest issue with the show is that I feel like most of the couples don't see the potential in some of these homes. And they prefer like a done house from 2006 versus like a complete fixer that has so much more potential than that, you know, terrible open concept that they're going for, you know? So I just feel like for me, it's all about, especially being in LA, like the idea of a lot of like, not just saying like acreage, outdoor space, space to entertain, you know, when the pandemic's over. But one thing I would take away from House Hunters is I feel like a key is to have a good real estate agent, because so many of the realtors on House Hunters are just not even professional. Like there was that one episode in Waco where that real estate agent was 6 years old, and that was very confusing.
What? Wait, I didn't see that one.
He was just really young.
He looks like a child.
I mean, I can kind of relate, so that's okay.
Yeah, he looked younger than you, which seems crazy. He looked younger than your baby.
Do you guys have a favorite comedian that you've done it with so far?
You mean who did the best?
That's basically what I'm asking.
Actually, the way that we just listed everyone, that was the order in which we think.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I hate to say it, but, you know, me and Natasha are the funniest ones on the show.
I mean, if you said anything else, I would.
Yeah, you can carry the weight of the show. So we usually ask HGTV design experts this question, but you guys are comedians. So we want you guys to weigh in on design trends and tell us whether they are totally out of style or whether you think it's just timeless. That'll be here forever.
Here to stay.
Yeah. So this is Defend the Trend, granite countertops. So we've all seen this on a million House Hunter episodes, but design experts are saying granite countertops are out of style. What do you guys think?
I think like if something is granite and it's like natural to the house, I would try to restore it. But in general, I kind of prefer like a white marble-ish slab, stone, like something like less variegated color, just whatever's like the simplest.
Yeah. For me, granite goes with like the thin tile backsplash. And I feel like that is out. And I agree with Natasha. I feel like the white marble slab is more, you know, timeless.
Or right. You could get the chopper block. What is it called?
The wood chopper block.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that one. That's a good one.
I think that would make it timeless.
Yeah.
Oh, well said. Where can people listening to this find you, and where can they watch House Hunters Comedians on Couches Unfiltered?
They can download the new Discovery Plus app, the best of the best shows that you watch on there. Anything you'd want to watch on HGTV.
It's great. And this season we have the funniest people ever, you know, Seth Rogen, John Mulaney, Ali Wong, Margaret Cho, JB Smoove, Chelsea Peretti, Blake Griffin. It's amazing. If you want to check out some of the clips, it's all on my Instagram at Dan Levy Show.
Check out my podcast that I do with my husband, Moshe Kasher, the Endless Honeymoon Podcast. We give relationship advice. We are not trained professionals. And we also listen to your dark, dirty secrets. So check us out. We're even on YouTube, the Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
Well, this has been so fun, you guys. Yeah. So thank you, Dan and Natasha, for being here. We really loved interviewing you.
We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for doing this.
That was an awesome interview. I really like that.
They were funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
Like funny, funny.
But you were funny too.
Aw, thanks, babe. Guys, I'm going to be on SNL one day and I'm going to remember this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use it in one of my.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
SNL skits.
Hey, so do you want to play a game?
What?
Okay, so you know how you've got the voiceovers on House Hunters?
Mm-hmm.
And we find it very soothing.
Do you know Andromeda is the name of the woman who does the voiceovers?
Are you serious?
House Hunters, yeah.
Did we just get our next child's name? Boy or girl, Andromeda is it. You know how like they always have like the crazy, the weird jobs, and it's like it makes no sense how they're buying the house. It's,
yeah,
I think that's
kind of like us.
Yeah, like it's TikTok.
We actually met our neighbor yesterday, and he was like, "Yeah, what do you guys do?" And we both looked at each other.
Like,
sketchy. We didn't even know what to say.
He probably thought we were like spies or something.
He's like, whoa, these neighbors are weird.
He's probably thinking like, "Man, I won't see them here in 3 months." Anyways, so let's play a game. You're going to impersonate. We're going to see who can do a House Hunter voiceover better. Okay. So you're going to do this first line and then I'll do the second one and then we'll see who does it better. We'll let the audience decide.
So I'm going to do it. Maybe I should do it pretending to be you. And you can pretend to be me.
Okay. No, I think go for your. I already have a voice in mind.
I am going to pretend to be you. Okay.
All right. You can, but I'm going to win because mine's funny.
Okay, you do yours first then.
No, you go first.
You go first.
No, you.
Michael, go first.
Yay. You guys don't understand. We're actually so competitive. So this is real. I actually want to win this game.
I'm starting to sweat again because it's time
ready?
To bring my A game. Okay, go.
Marcus is an aquarium firefighter and Elizabeth is a crash test dummy. They're looking for a penthouse condo in rural Kansas that has a private elevator and no dishwasher. Their budget is $1.2 million. Million.
Okay.
They're looking now. How could this go? I sound okay, like freaking.
I'm pretend to be Mike when I do this.
I sound like Darth Vader. Go ahead.
Okay. I need like a backwards hat or something.
No, just get it.
Okay. Hey guys, Alicia's a part-time puppeteer, and Brad, well, he's a stay-at-home dad to their geriatric goldfish. They need more help than you'd think. They're looking for a two-story home in downtown Minneapolis with a pool. And a guest house. Their budget is $2.4 million. Did not see that coming. Am I right, folks?
You're so good. I love you. You win. The crown is yours.
Yes.
Be on your way.
I think we all know who
the loser is.
Who the winner is.
The loser
is. She's talking
is...
to you right now.
Well, either way.
That was a good shot.
You really tried hard.
I tried so hard.
You went out there, you performed, and it was excellent.
Yes,
so.
Yes, I did. So
let's get back to it.
Yeah. HGTV to the rescue, you guys. It's time for one of our favorite segments where we rescue HGTV. They need a little help, folks. And that's why it's up to me.
You're so crazy. I love you.
All right. So this week, one of our faves, Jasmine Roth, is answering a question from Ty. And Ty is asking, we just bought a home in our dream neighborhood, but the curb appeal of our house needs major help. I am overwhelmed and don't even know where to start. What are a couple of quick fixes that we can make so that I don't cringe every time I pull in the driveway? Oh,
I don't want him to cringe.
I don't want him to cringe either.
Ty, have I got some help for you? That's, you know what though? I feel like that's a really common problem and I don't think that you should beat yourself up about it too much. There are a few things you can do quickly that will make your house not only feel welcoming, but make it feel personal and like it's yours. So I think the first thing you can do is look at the actual house, the color of the house, and see if you can paint it. I know that might not be like the cheapest thing to do, but it's literally the thing that will give you the most bang for your buck. If you can paint the house you don't have to do it yourself. You can hire someone to do it or do it yourself. It will make, I promise you, a huge difference. And it'll just make it feel fresh and clean and new. If you can't paint the house, the other thing that I would say to spend a little bit more money on is landscaping. So depending on where you live and what season you're in, there's probably different things you can do to just kind of spruce up your landscaping, get rid of any plants that are overgrown. Okay, just because a plant is big doesn't mean it's nice. And so there are plants that expire. And if a plant has reached its expiration, get rid of it because your house is never going to feel new with old plants. So you can kind of clear everything out. And even if you don't put new plants in right away, at least it's clean and nice and ready for whenever you do decide to kind of update and add new plants. The other thing that I'd recommend is just the accessories. Okay, so look at your house number, look at your mailbox. These are things that can be so inexpensive, but if you can even just spray paint them, take down what you already have, put a fresh coat of paint on them, put them back up, that can also make a huge difference. Honestly, I could talk about curb appeal and the exterior of the house all day, but I don't think you want me to do that. But that's a great place to start. Good luck.
That was a great response.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And I also love her name, Jasmine.
It's nice, like the movie.
Aladdin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
Jasmine,
so
you've showed us a whole new world. Thank you. You can catch Jasmine. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting
you off. Do you want this to be your podcast?
Yeah. Guys, okay. Welcome to Cats.
Nope. You can watch Jasmine on her newest show, Help, I Wrecked My House on HGTV.
That was such a fun episode. Huge thanks to Natasha Leggero and Dan Levy from House Hunters. And this is a mouthful, you guys, but remember, just imagery, comedians on couches, unfiltered, just a bunch of funny people. They're just talking about House Hunters.
Having a laugh.
Yeah, it's kind of like what you would say in the privacy of your home with your friends. But,
you know, we get off topic so easily. You were literally saying thank you for them joining us. And then we just go on this spiral.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. if you haven't already, go ahead and
settle in
to binge
the
whole season on Discovery Plus. Also, huge thanks to Jasmine Roth for her help on today's HGTV to the Rescue.
Yeah.
If you want to ask HGTV stars your own question, hit us up on the HGTV Instagram account and just look for our post on Thursdays.
And as usual, if you like what you're listening to right this very second, please hop over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review HGTV Obsessed. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a single episode. We love you guys.
Yay!
We bid you adieu.
We bid you adieu.
Marcus, I'm just going to go with a deep voice, okay? Marcus is a part-time puppeteer and Brad is a stay-at-home dad to their geriatric
company. No. All right, I'll take over.
I just read the line. That's funny. What the is a geriatric goldfish? That's beautiful.
It's the oldest one in the bowl.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.